I now call on the representative of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Mr. President, we requested the floor in exercise of the right of reply in reaction to some statements, including the baseless claims by representatives of the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and Bahrain during the current general debate. The representative of the United Arab Emirates, in his address on Friday, made several unfounded allegations against my country. It is regrettable to see that year after year, representatives of this country resort to same fabrications against my country. If they think that by repeating a lie often enough, it becomes the truth, then they are all in mistake, as in reality, this proposition is itself a lie. From backing the invasion imposed by Saddam Hussein against my country, to participation in the coalition of death in Yemen, and to spreading Takfiri extremism, the officials of the UAE, along with Saudi Arabia, have long opted for vicious interventionist policies which spread instability and chaos in the region and inflict misery upon its people. As their policies continue to bring about death and destruction in our region from Syria to Yemen, it is farcical that Saudi Arabia and United Arab Emirates representatives have the audacity to accuse Iran of supporting terrorism and interfering in other countries' internal affairs. Mr. President, the three islands of Abu Musa, the Greater Tomb, and the Lesser Tomb in the Persian Gulf have been and continue to be an inseparable and integral part of Iranian territory, and Iran reiterates its sovereignty over these islands. Therefore, any claim to the contrary is categorically rejected. Meanwhile, the government of the Islamic Republic of Iran, in line with its policy of friendship and good neighborliness with all neighboring countries, stands ready to discuss any possible misunderstandings with its neighbors. However, it is obvious that territorial integrity and sovereignty of the Islamic Republic of Iran over the said island is not negotiable. The Emirati representative should also be reminded that the term Persian Gulf has been the correct appellation for the body of water situated between the Arabian Peninsula and the Iranian plateau since 500 years before the Christ and will remain so forever. Allow me to also briefly refer to the statement made on Saturday by a representative of the regime of Bahrain, which contained many of the baseless allegations that were aforementioned and vehemently rejected. Those illusory accusations amount to desperate efforts to cover up the violation by the oppressive regime of Bahrain of the basic human rights of the majority of the Bahraini people. By leveling those allegations, the ruling family seeks to justify its tyranny, oppression, and the blatant trampling of the rights of the Bahraini people, who are deprived of any meaningful participation in the running of the country. Let me conclude by once again reiterating our call for dialogue with a view to dispelling misunderstandings and restoring friendly relations among all countries who are neighboring the Persian Gulf region. Thank you, Mr. President.